When she arrived here this summer, Laura Mersch was simply one intern among many at National Public Radio. Soon we learned she had a story to tell, one filled with mystery, drama, and redemption of sorts. It was the story of her dog, and began with its adoption.
My dad's only rule walking into Humane Society was that we weren't allowed to get a Cocker Spaniel because he thought that they were too high maintenance. Of course, an hour and a half later, we left with an adorable Cocker Spaniel puppy. We voted on the name. My mom argued for Trouble. My brother Andrew petitioned for Rommel von Barbarossa. And I won with Lady. Lady was my baby from the very beginning. First, she lived up to her Disney namesake.
She was really perky and happy and genuinely excited to see you when you came in the door every day.
She was sweet and engaged. She loved to interact with the kids and family members.
She's a really, really nice all-around, all-American dog.
However, all of that changed when we moved into our new house.
She would just kind of wander around the pool, looking around, glassy-eyed, maybe throw up, then crawl into the bushes and go to sleep, or, you know, her behavior could be different. But a total change in personality.
We noticed Lady spending an awful lot of time down by the pond in the backyard. Then, late one night after I'd put the dogs out, Lady wouldn't come back in. She finally staggered over to me from the cattails, looked up at me, leaned her head over and opened her mouth like she was going to throw up, and out plopped this saliva-covered, frothy, disgusting toad. And it wasn't the last time.
Well, after Lady had sucked on the toads, they would be bleached white, and they would still be functional. They'd hop around, they'd try and get away, but they would just be pale, and they'd be, oh, it was really gross.
Toad licking has been documented across the world. As the Fox television show Family Guy explains,
when licked, these toads trigger an intense psychedelic euphoria that's just great. Toad licking is also known as lily padding, Frenching the Prince, and doing Kermit.
At our house, it was called toad sucking, and Lady started doing it all the time, no matter what we tried.
She was pretty unstoppable once she knew that she, you know, when she needed to have it. You know, with any kind of addiction in a family like this, you try different types of interventions. We tried just putting her out in the front yard, not in the back, so she couldn't get to the toads.
At first, she was just
running into walls, tripping out, barking at random things.
But it got worse. As Lady's usage increased, my brothers and I would sit wide-eyed and horrified in front of the TV.
This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs.
We wondered if Lady's brain was also sizzling away inside of her head. Our next hurdle with Lady's toad abuse was her withdrawal.
Winter was going to come, and we were going to have a dog that wouldn't have toad.
When the toad started hibernating, Lady's withdrawal pushed us all to more drastic measures.
I took her out, and I was standing out in my pajamas like 4 in the morning. She wouldn't come in. So I actually helped her to try to find a toad, because I realized I was never going to get back to sleep until she had her fix.
Luckily, she made it through the winter. We hoped that she'd forget about the toads. But on the first day of spring, she was back at it even more intensely. We couldn't keep our dog's addiction a secret any longer. The neighbors all knew that Lady was a drug addict, and soon the other dogs weren't allowed to play with her.
Sometimes I would try to explain to people that weren't in the neighborhood, and often I was met with just complete disbelief that this could not be the case, that we did not have a dog that was addicted to toad sucking.
How many people can say their dog habitually uses drugs? Toads, nonetheless.
And so I'm sure there are many people out there that just thought I was totally loony.
After a few years, Lady learned how to use the toads, what her limits were. She didn't have any more wild trips or freakouts. Generally, she just sat around contemplating the anthills in the driveway. This was especially awkward when my mom had the PTA ladies over for coffee. Lady didn't move the entire time.
They had no idea that she was just too stoned to notice them.
She seems to have outgrown the wild, toad-obsessed years of her youth, and now only sucks on weekends. You know, just for fun.
Laura Mersch is a student at the George Washington University here in Washington. Her story was originally produced for NPR's Next Generation Radio Project.
I've ever seen. Steady, steady.